Hello there. You are listening to We Live Inspired Radio with Rebecca from WeLiveInspired.com. And this is episode number 2. These are just little 5 to 10 minute episodes each week where we share inspiration for you and how I live inspired daily in my life. So this week, today, something that I do on my website, if you're not familiar with the website that goes with this radio show called WeLiveInspired.com. I have a feature on my site every Friday that I participate in, and it is called 5-Minute Friday, and it was started by a woman named Lisa Jo Baker, who happens to also be an author, and she's in with Dayspring Network, and she has a community that she's created there for all of us writers where we get together and we all write for 5 minutes each week on the same word. And so, and you're just supposed to write. And the whole point of this exercise is that you free yourself up. You don't worry about grammar or second guessing yourself or having it come out perfectly. You just set your timer for 5 minutes and you write whatever wants to come out based on the word of the day that she gives you. And it's just really a fun, freeing experience. Now, because I've been writing poetry since I was in elementary school, and I'm so passionate about poetry, and as an adult, I wanted to get back in touch with my roots, because all throughout my childhood and into high school, I would write poetry so frequently. And then as an adult, I let that slide, and I wasn't writing poetry very much at all. So I take the word of the week on Fridays and take it a step further and challenge myself to use the 5 minutes to try to write a poem in 5 minutes. So this week, the word was glue. It's kind of a funny word to write on, but the word glue brought up all of these images for me from childhood, and it made me think of paste, in particular the school paste that we would use when I was in elementary school to make craft projects. And then it also made me think of glue sticks, which my mom would buy for us for back to school each year. And then, of course, there was rubber cement. And what about that weird glue called mucilage? I used to think that was so weird when I was a child. In fact, I used to think that it was there must be something gross because mucilage, I related it somehow to mucus. Don't ask me why. Sounded similar to me phonetically back then, I guess. But So I got inspired thinking about childhood today, and so the poem I wrote today rhymes, and it's something that is very playful and fun, and I want to inspire you to think about the things that delighted you when you were a child, because I think when we were children, we had such, it was so freeing to play, and I think sometimes as adults, we lose our sense of play, and children just have this freedom about them where they fully engage in the present moment, and they're not afraid to get messy. And that's what today's poem is about. So I'm going to read that for you. And if you would like to read the full poem, you can just go to WeLiveInspired.com and you can click on the moon face on my right sidebar to be taken to my poetry thread, where you'll see each poem that I write on these 5-Minute Fridays. So today's poem is called Ode to the Days Where Being Sticky Was Fun and We Didn't Worry About Messes. There were crayons and colors everywhere. Sometimes the markers stained the chair. Sometimes my paints got in my hair. These were the days I didn't care. These were the days of mess and fun and long afternoons spent in the sun. Lemonade stands and climbing trees, doing whatever my joyous heart pleased. Capture the flag, hide and seek tag, eating lunches out of a brown paper bag. No clocks, no worries, my spirit free. These were the days when I was me. Daisy chains and puff-painted shoes, huffy bikes and trips to zoos. Lightning bugs I caught in jars that lit my room like little stars. Mud pies, mud puddles, no aversion to dirt, wearing my brownie Girl Scouts shirt, making paper hearts and snowflakes too, construction paper, paste and glue, sequins and glitter and sparkle galore, always time to create, always time for more, Play-Doh sculptures and Barbie dolls, finger paints and writing on walls, sidewalk chalked hands, popsicle stained lips, Disney World and Peter Pan ships. Everything was possible. Was there ever any doubt? What I didn't know, I was bound to figure out. There was a freedom in these sticky mess days, for true joy belongs to those who play. All grown up now, I must confess, some days I long for the sticky mess. No matter our age, we can still have these things. We can sprinkle our days with imperfect things. We can get a little messy and sticky too. There's no need to be afraid of a little glue. So come play, relax, and ditch your clocks. Take off your shoes and take off your socks. Tell Mr. or Miss Perfection to take a hike. Today, my friends, you are traveling light. If you need me, I'll be in the treehouse fort. Call my tin can phone if you need support. The end. Because all good stories ended with the end when we were small, you know. And so I just had a lot of fun with that and thinking of tin can phones and clubhouses and and all of the things that we did when we were children. And so I hope it inspires you today. I think today's inspiration, it's just getting in touch with that inner child and remembering the joyous freedom that we had when we were small. Children, just, we don't worry about these little things. You know, we didn't worry about getting sticky or getting messy or, you know, clocks or time constraints. We were fully present in the moment and the whole day was stretched out before us to play. And do you notice how there was always time for everything we wanted to do? I mean, time seemed so long when we were small and we felt like we had all the time in the world to play and fill our days with the things that we love doing. So I think that, you know, things change when we become grown-ups, of course, and we do have responsibilities. And there are things that, of course, you know, we have to do, but we may not want our houses to be messy and sticky all the time. And obviously we're not going to, you know, go to quite the extent we did when we were children and roll around in mud and stuff. But I think that it's good to take that joy that we had when we were children and bring that into our adult lives too. We're never too old to play. And it's just so freeing to every now and then put everything aside. Put aside all the to-do list. You know, put aside the chores for now. Put aside the need for your house to be perfectly clean. I know that that's something for me. Sometimes I want everything to be in order now that I have a cottage of my own to care for. But it's okay to have a messy day. And I think when we fully immerse ourselves in the present moment and when we allow ourselves to sort of let time stand still and slip through our fingers and just fully engage in play with whatever we're doing, that we are able to capture so much joy and our hearts are lighter and we're happier. It's very therapeutic getting in touch with that child part of ourselves, especially if you're someone who's gone through post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, panic, whatever you've gone through in life. It's just so healing to be able to get in touch with this interplay. So that's what I want to encourage you to do this weekend. Easter weekend is a great time to think about that with all the memories of Easter egg hunts as children and Easter baskets and things like that. It's a good time to reconnect with your inner child spirit. Allow yourself to get messy. Do it by yourself or do it with friends or even with your own children or grandchildren. Make things, create things, color, paint. Get your glue and your glitter out. Make homemade cards. Use stickers. You know, doodle in journals. Make crafts. Draw on the sidewalk with sidewalk chalk. Blow bubbles. Get a balloon. Anything that you can do that's going to bring back nostalgia for you. And I would love to hear from you if you'd like to drop by the post on weliveinspired.com and leave a comment. I'd love to hear your memories. Hopefully you're reminiscing right now and thinking about the things that brought you joy in your childhood and thinking of how you can integrate some of those things into your adult life. Until next time, this has been Rebecca with We Live Inspired, and thank you.